Okay. As we referenced last week a little bit, different parshas in Sefer Bamidbar do speak at length, Mefarshim often speak about the juxtaposition, the smichas parshios, between the different parshios that are here in Parsha. And in particular, a variety of Rishonim are bothered by all the parshios, all the different halachas that come up in the aftermath of the Chet HaMeraglim. The Meraglim, obviously, sin and Klal Yisrael is destined now to stay in Eretz Yisrael for 40 years. They are all going to pass away. That door of the Yotzei Mitzrayim, they're all going to pass away. And their children, the ones that are going to enter Eretz Yisrael. What's most interesting is that there are a series of parshios, a series of halachos that get described here in Chumash. And many of them, it's not so clear why exactly they would be found specifically in this context, especially the first couple. The first is about the yayin of the nisachim, the wine libations that you would bring upon offering a karban. And that's a halacha, which Torah tells us, Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'martalem, kisavo el eretz moshvoseichem, when you get to Eretz Yisrael. So this is like almost a new way that you're going to bring karbanos. Karbanos are going to be offered also with the nisachim. Then the next parsha is about the din of challah, but the Torah also says, Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'martalem b'voachem el ha'aretz, when you come in there, then make sure to separate challah from the food that you bake. And many of the farshim wonder, you just told Klal Yisrael that they're not going to be there for 40 years. So why are we then following up with halachas about what's going to be when they enter into Klal Yisrael, when they enter into Eretz Yisrael? What exactly is the rationale? What's behind these parshios? And it's true with the next parsha, which has to do with if Klal Yisrael sins with Avodah Zarah. Certain halachas also unique to Eretz Yisrael. It's true for some mefarshim why the parsha, as an example, ends with tzitzis. What's the connection between tzitzis and the meraglim? A lot of different questions here as far as what we're taught after Klal Yisrael is destined, or at least that generation, to stay in the Midbar. The first mahalach is a mahalach that is, which Rashi has a little bit, and a short Rashi, at least in some of the editions, and the Ramban elaborates on, which the Ribbono Shalom wanted to give a form of nechama, a form of comfort to the Jewish people. The Jewish people, the way the Ramban described Asakenim and some other mefarshim also, that the concern was that what are they going to think? They're going to think, who says my children are going to enter in 40 years? Maybe my children, says the Ramban, again, Das HaKinim says even more explicitly, maybe my children are going to mess up in 40 years from now, and they're also not going to be able to go in. So how do I know for sure we're ever going to enter? They were very nervous about this and needed some comfort. Shabon Shalom told them, no, kisavo el eretz moshvoseichem, you will get in. They will get in. Your children will be able to get there. So don't feel like they're never going to happen. It's a source of a certain kind of nechama. Insight number one, even though the Ribbono Shalom had to punish Klal Yisrael, just because Klal Yisrael is getting punished doesn't mean it can't come with a bit of nechama. Doesn't mean that it can't be done in a way that sometimes you can still experience a source of comfort. That's not a steer to the fact that it was a harsh punishment. In that sense, it's like the Tisha B'Av to Shabbos Nachmu kind of an experience. There can be strong punishment that can be very difficult. It can still be, there can be a nechama afterwards to make it just like a little bit sweeter. The Panim Yafos, some point out even, why these halachas of Nisachim, of the wine and the Mizbeach, why these halachas of challah? There are a lot of things that are unique to Eretz Yisrael. Why these? What's the significance of these things being commanded dafka now? Why not like Truma and Meiser? Aren't those like the classic mitzvos atzliyos ba'aretz? Why are we specifically talking about the nesachim and the mitzvah chal? What exactly is going on here? So the Panim Yafos has a suggestion. He says, he has a theory that when you bring like certain things to the Beis HaMikdash, or certain mitzvos that we fulfill, like nesachim and challah, those have the ability to cause a certain bracha to the peiros ha'aretz. When you come into Eretz Yisrael and you separate challah from your produce, that helps bring a certain bracha to your produce as a whole. And the yayin also, when you offer those wine libations in with your karban, that has a way of giving a certain bracha to your gefen. So in a certain sense, it wasn't just these that are random. It was trying to say, says Panim Yafos, these mitzvot I'm commanding you right now are not only that Klal Yisrael is going to be in Eretz Yisrael, but when they go to Eretz Yisrael and they fulfill these mitzvos, they take wine and bring it as a karban. They separate their challah, they take all their produce and separate their bread and separate that's going to cause bracha in their lechem. It's going to cause bracha in their wine. They're going to have a sweet experience there. It's going to be an experience there which is filled with blessing don't think that, not that they're going to get there, but it won't be that good. No, they're going to get there, and it's going to be very, very good. The Or HaChaim has a bit of a wild idea based on the very simple diuk. The Or HaChaim says, look at the pasuk. Kisavo el eretz mosvaseichem asher ani nosein lachem. When you get into Eretz Yisrael, the land which I will give you. But isn't it really going to their children? Ask the Or HaChaim, why is the Torah saying it in a way as if the Ribono Shel Olam is giving Eretz Yisrael to the Dor HaMidbar? They just found out they aren't entering into Eretz Yisrael. So why does he say, like, and this is a land I'm giving you? So the Or HaChaim says, and this is also part of the Nechama, number one, says the Or HaChaim, let me see if I can read it here. Kimaisa banam yisyaches gam la'avos. When you have children that follow in your pathway sometimes, they are your legacy. And in many ways, they're viewed as an extension of you. And says the Or HaChaim, part of what the Nechama here was that your children are going to enter into Eretz Yisrael, and in many ways, they're going to be fulfilling your legacy. They're going to be carrying on what you brought. And don't feel like you're never going to have any shaychas here. When they're here doing a good job, it's ki'ilu you were here also. The Or HaChaim wants it further. He says maybe it's a bracha, maybe it's a Nechama, that one day there's going to be Tchias HaMesim, and Tchias HaMesim, you're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Don't think the door is ever closed. It's not that you're not going now. Asher anino sein lachem. You have shaychas to Eretz Yisrael, and you will get back to Eretz Yisrael. You'll be zocha, please God, to be able to do it. The first general mahalach, let's just chazer here. The first general mahalach, Klal Yisrael after the Midbar, after being told they're going to stay in the Midbar, not going to make it into Eretz Yisrael, is somewhat broken. And for Rashi, for the Ramban, for the Or HaChaim, and for many, the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to give nechama to Klal Yisrael. And part of the nechama was, your children will make it in. Don't think this is going to go on forever if you sin and don't go in. Your children are going to make it in to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Panim Yafos, and these mitzvos teach us, when you fulfill these mitzvos, their life in Eretz Yisrael is going to be filled with bracha. When you offer the yayin of Nisachim, it's going to be, all your grapes are going to be with more bracha. And when you separate from your bread challah, so all of your lechem is going to have a certain kind of bracha. It's going to be a good life. For the Or HaChaim, part of it, the insight here of the Nechama, is you shouldn't think that you have no shaychus to Eretz Yisrael. Because when your kids are going to be moving to Eretz Yisrael, it's like you're there. And one day, please God, b'shas tchis amesim, you'll be there also. Parentheses, this is somewhat similar to what some of us may know from Parakish Nochlin, and we calculate the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. We go like Yotzei Mitzrayim for some days in the Gemara. The Yotzei Mitzrayim are important for figuring out the borders and what exactly you yarsh in there. Rosenzweig once had an additional suggestion. They're not mutually exclusive, but it's a very interesting mahalach. Rosenzweig suggests that the mitzvahs that get commanded are on the one hand unique to Eretz Yisrael, but they're not classic Kedushas Eretz Yisrael mitzvahs. It's not Shuman Meiser. Even Challah may be, there's a lot of evidence in some of the Rishonim, it's not time for Lumdus right now. Challah may not be a regular mitzvah tzuyah ba'aretz. Some strong havamin is maybe in Chutz La'aretz we should have Challah. And whenever you separate, maybe you should. Okay? At least in the... On the Torah level even, I believe. You also have that the yayin, the karbanos are going to be different than Eretz Yisrael. I have to offer wine libation. What shaykh is that after the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha of the Karka? Or the fact that there are certain karbanos when you worship Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, unique karbanos learned right after Challah. It's not about Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So you suggested to Rosenzweig, and this requires a little bit of more time than we have. The Ribbono Shel Olam was giving mitzvos that show just the pervasive impact of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael wasn't only special because the Karka has Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael totally transforms our religiosity. It totally transforms so many things above and beyond the Kedusha of the Karka. So the way that you offer Karbanos in Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be different. It's going to be with Nisachim. And the kind, and when you violate Avodah Zarah, when Klal Yisrael violates Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, it's a totally different kind of Avera. And also Challah in its own way, which we don't have time for right now, it's different. And part of what's trying to show Klal Yisrael is not just the comfort, but realize what you lost. You didn't just lose a land of greater Kedusha in the Karka. You lost an entirely different kind of Avodas Hashem, something which a person has in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael represents a very, very, very different kind of worship of the Ribbono Shel Olam. There is just maybe one last idea. For some of us, it's our last Shabbos, at least barring B.S. Gol Tzedek, Parsha Shlach, that we're going to be in Eretz Yisrael. Much as in a certain sense, on the Chama sometimes, a person that's not going to be there, One idea was the Ishbitzer has in Parshas Vayigash, and which other Bali Machshava have as well. Eretz Yisrael is not only about Kedusha's character, as we just saw. Eretz Yisrael is not only a physical land that is more holy. Eretz Yisrael is a certain kind of Kedusha. And a person, the Ishbitzer reports out in the concept of Yaakov Avinu, can sometimes be in Chutz La'aretz, but live connected to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. That sometimes a person can't physically be there, it doesn't mean they can't be very much connected. And that's part of what the Or HaChaim says. Maybe you're, my kids are there, it's a certain legacy, a certain shaychus I hope to have one day again. But the kesher to Eretz Yisrael is a kesher that can maintain, it can continue itself even afterwards. Klal Yisrael is broken after they can't leave. And the children are sad, their parents are going to pass away. The parents are sad, they're not going to go in. So Ribbono Shel Olam gives them nechama. He gives them nechama. Different kinds of nechama. You'll get into Eretz Yisrael, it'll be good, it'll be sweet, it'll be nice. And Ribbono Shel Olam clarifies for them, in the words of Rosenzweig, to appreciate just what you lost. Not just that the land is holy, but the whole experience is kadosh. And for those of us who are not going to be here for that many times post this Shabbos, at least in the short term, going to be going back, to be able to appreciate what it means to be in Eretz Yisrael, and to be able to appreciate the capacity that we have to take from and learn from, and to maintain a certain style of Kedusha, and to continue, as Hashem Yisbarach, to always, always build going forward. Shkoyach, have a wonderful night.